Om Shanti and welcome to our spiritual sitting room. Today we have a very, very beautiful program of a beautiful conversation between two lovely and caring sisters. And both of them are on the stage now. One is Sister Bhavana. She is she came into the knowledge since the age of 13. And now she is based in New Zealand. She is the director of the Brahma Kumaris in New Zealand and on the Pacific region. And the next one is Sister Rashini. Sister Rashini is one of the pioneers of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University in the West. She taking care of Philippines and Japan. And at the moment, both of them are the member of the RCT, taking care of the BK activities in Asia Pacific. And the topic that they will have conversation is on bestowing, an act of care for self and others. And they say that they will have some conversation for around half an hour. And if you have any question you want to know more about bestowing, how to care for yourself and how to care for the others. And then we have a lovely sister. She will distribute you a question, and then you can write your question, and then you give it on the stage. We will have a basket over here. So enjoy your conversation with these caring sisters. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. So today's topic is very, very beautiful. Caring the self and caring the others. So I will share some of the thoughts how to care ourselves, because in our meditation, caring the self is a very important aspect. Baba also says world transformation only takes place through the self-transformation. To looking after self is not being selfish, but taking care of myself means I need to take care of my physical, spiritual, mental, intellectual, emotional health. Then I will remain completely healthy. And when I am healthy, I'll be happy. So how do I care myself? So I have learned few yuktis, method from dadis and didis. So I will share few different examples so it's easy to learn those methods in our life. So first method I have learned is maintaining my self-respect in this life, because many situation comes, problems comes, at that time very easy to lose our self-esteem. But self-respect is a higher consciousness which has very higher and powerful inspirations, vibrations. So when I maintain my self-respect, then little thing would not affect me. We all have seen the example of Brahma Baba. All dadis, They were saying they never ever seen Baba ever became sad or upset or disturbed. Baba had maintained throughout his life that self-respect. Whenever Baba would see the picture of baby Krishna, Baba would become very happy. Baba would say, now I am in this mature body. As soon as I leave this body, I am going to become a Mijnu. Baby Krishna, Baba used to call Mijnu with so much love. So that aim and object was very, very clear in front of Baba. That's why it's very easy to maintain that self-esteem. So if we work on that one, if we keep our aim and object very clear, then we can maintain that self-respect in our life. Then we remain very happy. Second thing I learned was to make a balance between maturity and humorous nature. Because Brahmin life is not a serious life. Baba says each and every second we enjoy in this life. If there is a laughter is there, enjoyment is there, humorous nature is there, then half of my tension will go away. And whoever come in my contact, they become happy, I remain happy. I have seen very practical example in Didi Manmohini's life. I like to share one little story of Didi Manmohini. Didiji was a second administrative head of this organization. Didi Manmohini, she was a bit strict, but very loving. Other side was humorous side, which I have seen and experienced. One day what happened, 1972, I was a little girl, about 14, 15 years, and I used to spend all my holidays, vacation, in Madhuban. So one time I was in Madhuban and Didi used to look after all Pandav Bhavan, Madhuban's activity. And Dadi Prakashbani, she was looking after out of Madhuban service. Different places she would travel, do different programs. So one day Dadiji went for tour, 1 month tour. That was the longest tour at that time. She was out. So when she was returning from her tour, all Madhubanwala, and I was of course there also, we all decided that we can do little play, drama, and welcome Dadiji. So 5 Madhuban brothers were there. They decided that they will become a sannyasi. To become a sannyasi, what you have to do? First thing, you have to make bowl head. So one by one, this Madhuban brothers went to see Didi Manmohini. Because early days in Yajna, you can't remove your hair just like that. You have to take permission. Yeah? So they all went one by one in front of Didi and they said, oh Didi, I have some problem in my head. Yeah? Some said I had allergy. Some said something is wrong in my hair. So they all gave different reasons. and they remove their head. They all became a bald headed. And then the day came when Dadichi was coming back from her tour. They all put on the sannyasi's dress, and then we performed little play. And Didi realized that these five brothers, they did come in front of me with different reasons. But she did not say anything. She kept quiet. And after, when we finished the play, and then Didi invited these five brothers for lunch with her. Yeah? So these five brothers had lunch with Didi. And after lunch, Didi has given them very, very special gift. Eh? Can you think what sort of gift Didi has given them? She gave them the gift of imported comb and imported hair oil. Didi says, in golden age, all deities have beautiful hair. So put this hair oil and grow your hair very fast. Now, so like Didi was like that. Eh? Without saying single words, she gave very beautiful teachings. Yeah, so that's what I have learned. And one day we were playing the game, this musical chair game. Yeah, everybody was walking. Dadi, Didi, all other dadis were there. Nirbharbhai was there. Now all seniors were there and they all were young 40 years back, you know. Yeah, so they could play this game very easily. And suddenly music stopped. And Nirbharbhai was going to sit on chair. Didi was behind Nirbharbhai. She pulled his chair. So poor Nirbharbhai fell down, but he did not hurt. Everything was good. Yeah? So what I mean, in this life, only seriousness doesn't work. You have to be bit lively. Yeah? Bit entertaining. And also, little bit humorous nature, which makes life very, very easy and interesting and enjoyable. Yeah? Third thing I have learned to looking after myself is loving the self. Because sometimes people have difficulty. They don't have good thoughts towards the self. If they make little mistake, they give self very, very hard time. Like in this world, before you ride the horse, people pet the horse, give lots of love to the horse, praise the horse, then horse cooperate with them. Yeah? So our mind is also compared like a horse. If you start beating this horse, mind will not become cooperative. Mind will not cooperate with you. Yeah? So in that situation, I need to create good thoughts, loving thoughts, pure thoughts towards the self. Yeah, when I was in younger age, at that time, I had little difficulty. I did not have that good thoughts now and then. I was started beating myself. But Dadi Prakashmani taught me very good lesson. She said, in Brahmin life, first thing is very, very important is to love the self. When I was seeing all dadis are so loving and their love is a selfless love, unconditional love, yeah, and unlimited love, spiritual love. And I used to ask Dadi, Dadi, how can I become like that? Dadi said, yes, you can become like that. Start loving yourself. So, to love myself, that lesson I learned from Dadi Prakashmani. And one story I like to share with you. This is a story of 1974 or 5. I was at that time in Madhuban. Madhuban had a rainy season. Yeah? And at that time we did not have that many facility what you are seeing today. Everything was very simple. And one day, rainy day, Dadiji decided that today we will go to museum. Yeah? So we all put on our raining coat. Yeah? And everybody started walking Pandav Bhavan to museum. You know where is the museum, right? Yeah? Some first timer, if you haven't seen, good to visit museum. And we all were walking and we reached to the museum. And then Dadi would say, okay, now we will make garam garam pakora. Yeah? And garam garam chai. Everyone eat, drink, and we spend little bit time there, little bit chit chat there. Again we put on our raincoat and then we walk back museum to Pandav Bhavan. Yeah? So when we were returning, at that time Mount Abu was like a jungle 40 years back. Yeah, even today still is like a jungle, some of the places. But now it's quite good, it's becoming. But at that time was like a jungle. And in return journey, I was beaten by one of the insect. Yeah? So my hand was totally swollen in few hours time. And evening time I went to see Dadi. Yeah? To say good night to her room. And Dadi heard that news. And Dadi asked me, show me your hand. I want to see where you were bitten by the insect. So I showed my hand to Dadi. It was completely swollen. Yeah, so Dadi asked one brother, go to kitchen, get some ice cube. Yeah, and this brother ran to kitchen, brought some ice cube. Dadi pulled out her hanky and she put those ice cube into her hanky and she said to me, now sit down in front of Dadi. So I sat down in front of Dadi and Dadi slowly, slowly started rubbing, yeah, those ice cube on my hand. With so much love, so much care. And that scene really, really hit my heart. I was thinking that I am an ordinary, simple Kumari sitting in front of Dadi. Here Dadi is a chief of the organization. But still she is rubbing my hand. Yeah, with so much love and care. So there and then, I made promise with Baba. I said to Baba, Baba, any time, if this soul will ask me to do anything, I would say yes. I would not say no. Yeah? And after that, I went home and after 7 to 8 years, one day Dadi and Didi both called me in their room. And then Dadi asked me, Bhavna, I have desire you go to New Zealand for 3 months. 1981, 82. So I remember my promise. Straight away I said to Dadi, okay, Dadi, I will go. And at that time, I did not know where is New Zealand in world map. But because of promise, I said, yes, Dadi, I will do. And later on, I went and looked in the world map. Where is this place where Dadi wants me to go? Yeah? So what I mean, how to love the self, that lesson Dadi taught me in my life. Yeah? So when I love myself, then I can able to share true love with others. And fourth thing I remember is the forgiveness. Because in this life, we meet many variety type of people, many variety type of situation comes. Sometimes people say not nice thing to us. Sometimes we do have to listen. But I need to remind myself that I have to listen, but still have to forget, not to keep everything inside. If I keep everything inside, then I won't be able to move forward in this path. So that lesson Dadi Janki taught me. One day I was touring with Dadi in one of the countries, and where one brother, he was very, very strong. He came in front of Dadi, and this brother, he was not very happy with some things going on in center and some of his logic stuff. Everything was involved. And he was very angry. Very forcefully he was talking in front of Dadi. Said some not nice words to Dadi also. Dadi was listening half an hour. Then Dadi asked, anything else you want to say? He said, no, that's all. Dadi merged everything and let it go. Yeah? And then lunchtime, Dadi invited this brother, come and have lunch with me. And this brother had lunch with Dadi. Dadi praised this brother very beautifully in class. Yeah? So all this positive energy he needed. And with that positivity, suddenly he transformed his life. And then he said to Dadi, Dadi, I did not need mother, but I needed grandmother's love in my life. Yeah? So that's what it is. And Dadi used to tell us also, remind us three things every day. Ke Amrit Vela, what you should be doing? Every day Amrit Vela. Those people who are giving you hard time, immerse them in subtle region. Forgive them. Those souls whom you have given hard time, immerse them in subtle region and ask for forgiveness. And those people who are helping you, thanks from the bottom of your heart, say thanks, appreciate. Those three things, if I keep doing Amrit Vela, which will make me very light. And when you are light, whoever comes in your contact will become also light. And last thing I have learned, one thing from Dadi Guljar, is being introverted. You see Dadi Janki, or Dadi Guljar, very, very introverted. Even Dadi is sitting in meeting, early days she used to sit in meeting, Dadi would not say single word. You have to ask Dadi, Dadi, what do you think about this or that? Then Dadi would share her ideas. I remember one day, there was one sister who came to see Dadi Guljar, asked one question. She was visiting New Zealand. And she asked one question to Dadi Guljar, said, Dadi, why I am always broke in my life? I don't have money in my life. Why? And Dadi has very good clarity. Yeah? Daddy gave an answer and said, the reason is some karmic accounts are there. But Daddy would like to know, how much do you put in Baba's box? And she said, Daddy, I want to help, but I don't have money. I'm always broke. How can I put something in Baba's box? And Daddy explained her, at least $1, at least 50 cents, you make a habit of putting in Baba's box. And Baba will give you the return of your good karma, and your karmic bondages will become free. You become free from karmic bondages. And then this sister started doing, applying this method in her life. And next year, she went in front of Daddy and shared her experience. And she said, Daddy, I don't have plenty, but now I have enough. I can look after myself as well as I can look after Baba's center nicely. Yeah? So that's what it is. Yeah? When I do little for Baba, I get the return 1,000 times, multi-million times return from Baba. If I understand this karmic principles, then things becomes easy. Yeah? So on those five things, when I pay attention, then I can able to look after myself very nicely. Yeah? So remember five things: self-respect, loving the self, becoming humorous, and maturity, balance between humorous and maturity, and forgiveness and introversion. Yeah? These five things, when I am paying attention, then I can look after myself very well. That's what art I have learned from Dadi and Didi's life. So I thought I can share with you, so we all can get some inspiration, and at least we can look after ourselves very well on this path. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Bhavana Ben. Very beautiful stories. So I will also tell you Brahma Baba stories. I met Brahma Baba when I was little child, and Brahma Baba also gave me the beautiful blessing, child will do world service. Met Mama, and very young child, Mama's drishti touched my heart and inspired me to become Brahma Kumari. You can see this is how they took care of us, through drishti, through loving feelings, and through auspicious words, taking care of others. Of course, physical way is food, medicine, clothes, which many organizations do. In Baba's home, we work as a family, and we also help each other through our words, which should not hurt others, but which should uplift others and build their life. So Brahma Baba and Mama are such example for us. We all BKs have come to this Brahma Kumaris as a volunteers. There's no written paper. Have you written anything? No. You have so much choice to stay in this Brahma Kumari or leave. It's up to you. Really. Such freedom Baba has given to us. But what is the basis, foundation of this whole system of Baba is care, love, humility, as you heard, 5 points, virtues and powers. Through this we can take care of ourselves and take care of others. So Brahma Baba stories, I want to tell you few. Then we will give you time you can ask us also question. One story really I want to tell you is like this. Brahma Baba, very humble. He really worked with humility, because you know this is Kali Yuga, and Brahma Baba had a whole accomplishment in his life as a yogi, you know, a very powerful mind. And he had a popularity, he had wealth, very good intellect. And you can see from the beginning, many people got attracted to surrender to this Baba's seva. So much power Baba had. But basically how he took care of the 300 children in Karachi in the time of establishment, that Brahma Baba, he lived very simple life. He gave all his wealth to Baba as a trustee. He never touched and saw wealth again. Imagine, his own wealth he gave to the trust. Then the trust mothers, dadis, they take care of Baba's wealth. Look at his honesty. That is taking care of the yajna, 300 people. And not saying, it's my wealth, I gave. So detached, so understanding. And how much his wealth now multiply in this world, huh? So many Baba's children in 140 countries, taken care and having that pure thoughts for Baba and for the world. So Brahma Baba's stories are very interesting. One story is, before Gyan, Brahma Baba was very good effort maker. And one day he told Brahma Baba is called Dada Lake Raj at that time. He was married, right? He, daughter-in-law's mother came, and in the home, he's a stepmother of daughter-in-law. So Dada Lake Raj said, oh, your stepmother has come. And then after saying this word, stepmother, that Baba felt, Dada Lake Raj felt guilty. He said, I did wrong something here. And he asked his wife, we want to go to the daughter-in-law's home and ask for forgiveness. I am feeling guilty. And they said, it's okay. They said, no. They went in the evening. They asked for, Brahma Baba, Dada Lake Raj, asked for forgiveness. Even before Gyan, he felt, I did something wrong, and asked for forgiveness. The next step is very beautiful. Not just asking for forgiveness, saying for forgiveness will work, because other person has felt hurt and has pain in his heart. But what Brahma Baba did, Dada Lake Raj, he asked where he was visiting, you know, the papad, you know, we have here in India papadam, which you eat sometimes. This is a paste was there. And Baba said, Dada said, I want to make this papad. It will take 3 to 4 hours to make. And it is sister's work, not the male work. But he said, no, I will do. Why, he said, his humility is that the person who keeps the impression of being hurt has to change. How he will change? When he will do good action. So when he did this action of making papad, and they were so touched by Baba, such a great authority, Dada Lake Raj, even in the Laukik world, and doing this simple work, and making the impression in other's heart that Baba did this. Being humble, conquering the heart of all the relatives. The elevated action they will remember now. Not the hurt. Now it replaces with elevated action. So through humility we take care of others. Those who have been hurt from us. That is how spiritual care is. Brahma Baba's another story is also very nice. This is Dadi Janki told this story to us. Brahma Baba once, you know, they in Abu Road to Mount Abu, once road was broken on the way. So there were 8 to 10 mothers from Pune were coming. And Baba came to know they are mothers and they are coming to Madhuban and they had to walk 2.5 kilometers. And Brahma Baba, you know, Panda Bhavan, where the dining areas are for double foreigners, there is a laundry area also. Baba sat there and waiting for the mothers to come. 12 o'clock they arrived. And what Baba did? Baba said, Baba's children are coming and they will be very tired. And Baba kept hot water ready in the bucket and towel and washed everyone's feet. And these mothers had tears of love. So much touched Baba is doing to us. Why Baba has to remain up? He can go to sleep. But care, love, and conquering the heart of mothers. And imagine these mothers, they felt so nourishing, this loving feeling, respect feeling from Baba. And when they told this story to their husbands, their old husbands became Baba's children. You see how it works, service? Imagine their husbands will never do this to their wives. And here Baba did, touching the hearts of the children. So Brahma Baba's this ordinary action, conquering the heart of children, giving happiness to children, taking care of the children. Many times, if you go to history hall, Panda Bhavan, there is one picture, you know, Brahma Baba is eating. So on that day, there is one particular picture. On that day, it was a beggary part, you know, in our organization, and no food, no? That time they eat very simple something. Baba had some lentil soup. And one sister said to the one who was serving the food, I want these lentils, but there is no lentils soup. Brahma Baba heard that this is an old lady, no teeth. She wants soup. And Brahma Baba has a soup. Lentils. And Baba heard. Baba says, come child. Baba gave his own lentil soup to that soul. You can imagine that love, that care from the heart to children. That's the renunciation part of Brahma Baba, humility of Brahma Baba, love for the children. Because Brahma Baba realized they are not ordinary, these Brahmin souls. They are the tapasvi, angels, deity souls. So Baba gave that recognition, respect to the children. That is called care. Very spiritual, very genuine, very from the heart. So as we all Brahmins go to Baba's home in the center, centers are not an ordinary place. Centers are Shiv Baba's home. Very spiritual, energetic places where Shiv Baba's energy exists. Brahma Baba's energy exists because we do meditation every day. That is Shiv Baba's, Brahma Baba's home. And we Brahmins go there to experience that care, that love, that spiritual feelings from Baba which nourishes our heart. So our Baba's homes, not someone is giving money for rent, it's their place. No, it is Baba's home. So we should really respect Baba's home with that recognition. And when we are Brahmins, also godly students, not ordinary Brahmins, not ordinary students. Baba's children are royal yogis, godly students. And as Sister Bhavna said, remaining in self-respect, that I am a godly student, royal yogi, a Brahmin soul, going to Baba's home to listen Baba's murli, do karam yoga and do the seva. It is for what purpose? Do you know? As you heard the story, when we put in something in Baba's box, Baba knows my child has $1, but he will give much more to that child. Yeah? So everything, whatever we do in Baba's home, with the recognition that I am Baba's yogi child, godly student. So taking care of Baba's home and also helping each other, Brahmins. If some Brahmin is sick, if you cook, offer to Baba and give to that Brahmin soul, how much blessings you will get. That is taking care. Baba did this, isn't it? Many, many times we have heard all these stories, Dadi Janki story. Just we heard last year, beautiful story. Dadi Janki went first time to London, not knowing English. Didi Nirmala was in hospital. She was sick. Dadi, not knowing English, she went to London. She found out Didi Nirmala is in hospital. And she asked Sister Jayanti, give me the address of hospital. She cooked lunch for Didi. And you can imagine Dadi Janki carrying lunch box and with slip of paper, address, going to hospital by bus. Can you see the care? Huh? Out of the way doing everything. Not that she is sick, it's okay. No. Baba's child is sick. I go, cook, offer to Baba, take there. This is taking care. We saw Dadi Janki, this image, when carrying lunch box, not knowing the address, English, showing to the conductor and reaching there. So you can imagine Didi Nirmala, what she must have felt, so much loved. These are very simple actions. But how much you can win the hearts of others. This is whole Raj Yoga. This is whole Brahmin life. Not jumping here, there, making myself glorify, but inside no love for anyone. That's not yogi, not Brahmin, not royal. Baba looks for these little things, which really creates our fortune and helps us to grow very well in Brahmin life and become example for others. Brahma Baba never went to give lecture anywhere. Brahma Baba only take care of children. You see history, when you go to Panda Bhavan, that hand of Baba, that picture, do you know what is written there? Beautiful words, sweet children, welcome home.
Your home.
Your home, yeah, your home. Meethe bachche, kya hai? Your home. That's beautiful words, when Baba is welcoming the child. Do you feel happy coming to Madhuban? Why? Why? Oh. Because you know you are taken care by Baba. Very little things also taken care by Baba. Baba's children. Someone gets up 2:30, you know, to make chai for you. That is taking care, isn't it? Out of the way, renounce sleep, make chai. Ready for you. 3-4 o'clock chai, they keep it ready 3:30, you know, afternoon, morning. You can see these little things which Shiv Baba, through Brahma Baba, showed the example of taking care. Very subtle. So please see these few things here, there, you pick up. And we can learn and do when we are in our centers, in our country, to take care of ourselves and Baba's children, Brahmin family, because so difficult to get one Brahmin, right? And if you don't take care of Brahmin, reject any Brahmin, what will happen? They will go away from Baba. Yeah? So we have to make sure one way or another, Baba's children stay connected with Baba and with Baba's family. That's how Brahma Baba did. Many stories about Brahma Baba, many stories. The culture-wise, the society-wise, so many difficulties came, but Baba made sure Baba's children are safe. So we are not ordinary souls on earth. We are very, very, very special yogis. Yogi means one who can think positive. Many doctors, engineers in the world, but very few yogis on earth. So let us keep this awareness and grow with this awareness, taking care of the self and others. Om Shanti. We have 7 minutes, 7 questions.
Yes, if you have any question, you are most welcome. You want to write it on the paper, or maybe you can just stand up.
But the topic is clear, right?
See?
Yeah, topic is clear.
Yeah. Any question? No?
No, okay.
But we have some here.
Okay.
Question, how to manage burnt out, overwhelmed, while caring for others? You have this experience? Yeah? Because in the foreign country, no, especially when you have no servants to look after the logistic home, you are earning money and you are looking after Baba's children, you are taking care of center needs, you know. Sometimes maybe it happens like that. Yeah, while caring for others. I think nowadays we have a teamwork. It helps as a team. You know, Baba's children, many, all are experienced. If you are one person, you can reach to the burnt out. But Brahma Baba or Dadi Prakash Mani, to run this Brahma Kumaris organization, they made a team. In Gyan Sarovar, we have departments. In each department, 2 are main. No? One coordinator of that department, 1 other person, and then they have Sevadharis. So there is a team going on. So then you don't reach to the point of burnout. Okay, so the next one is, how self-care enhance the way you are, you care for others. Sheer moment when caring for others deeply touched your heart and transformed you. Yeah, I did share with you when, you know, when I was very sick. Once I was very, very sick, and Dadi Janki from London, she arranged a basket of fruits to send for me. I said, oh, Dadi living in London, how she arranged and called me and asked me, and Nirvair Bhai called me and asked me, how are you, what you need. This is a care moment when someone is sick, you know, and you go out of the way to call them and give this belonging feeling. That touched me, Dadi Janki and Nirvair Bhai. You have 2 questions.
Here is the question. Please give 1 piece of advice to someone who gives a lot to others but forgets themselves. I think it happens with everyone. Sometimes we do too much and we get tired, upset, disturbed. So here 1 piece of advice is the balance. I need to see how much to give. Yeah? When there is a too much is always gives you hard time. So if I maintain balance of everything, then I'll be fine. Second question, how to set healthy spiritual boundaries while still remaining loving and available? But sometimes we think it's Baba's family, it's my family. So sometimes we keep doing because it's Baba's family. But sometimes we do have to say no for something. Yeah, because If you keep doing, then you will be burnt out. So whenever you need rest or others needs break, then here we need to make very clear spiritual boundary that is the my capacity. I can only do that much. Yes? So if I am very clear, then I'll look after myself and I'll think about others also. Yeah, otherwise too much if I will be doing, then I will be not very happy. I'll be tensed, which is not spiritually healthy for me. So, any more question anyone has?
Out of these questions, if you have, you created a question. These questions came to us, but after listening answer, if your mind is thinking, another question out of this, please ask. Jyoti has?
Yes, and I think that all of you know, right? Sister Rajini is arranged her time. She will be available every day in the global office from 9:30.
Not global office.
Oh, conference office. Yes, from 9:30. If you want to see and ask her personal things, you can come and meet her over there. And I would like to thank our two lovely sisters.
But you no are, question first asked.
No question? Do you have any more questions? If anyone has any question, you can hands up and then the microphone will go to you.
Finish.
Yes, sister, come. Maybe you can come in front of the stage. And you also, right? So, can you come here and please bring your translator with you, okay?
Om Shanti, sisters. I loved your talk, even though I was so tired. I want to ask you, does love and care extend beyond sickness? Say, most of the students of the center are very hardworking and they're very important to the center. But sometimes, due to circumstances, they are not able to maybe cook their own food. And little things like that. Can center help out in some way or other? It's not because they're sick. It's because of circumstances.
No, some sense.
Transport, food. And especially some mothers come very early and they have no transport. Is it okay? Or maybe it needs to be a teamwork, as you say, including students and centervasis. I mean, whatever it is, do you think that extends, care extends that to that level? Thank you.
Actually, there are many different solutions for that. Like, for example, my Lokik mother, when my Lokik mother in aging time, and she did not want to eat, you know, her daughter-in-law's food, no, cooked by her. And of course, in India, so many BKs, right? Hundreds of BKs. And then one BK, she pay money to her, once a month, 1,000 rupees only. And that BK come every day, 1 hour. And she cook for my mother, offer to Baba, and leave her food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever she wanted. My mother told me this. She said, this is how, I don't break my principle. This is existing, you know. People do also like this. Because sometimes center vasis are looking after seva activities. And sometimes they are also earning money you know, for a livelihood. Maybe they know, may not have a time, but they can facilitate this. So if any Brahmin wants to earn some money from other Brahmin, and they can go there and cook and come back, that is also one. But in India, in centers, many bhikkhus live. So the centers can give food to them. And then they contribute money for Baba's box, so that they are not taking burden from the center. So they give money for transport and for food, whatever from the heart they put back. And the centers in India, many bhikkhus, no problem for them to cook. But in foreign countries, one center vasi. Difficult for them, you know. But if they are Brahmins and they have a time, they can help.
BK family can help.
BK family can help.
Thank
and
you so
same
much.
Same thing in transport also, no? BK family can bring the mother to center. If they have that arrangement between them, will be good, helpful.
I think there's one more from Russia. Yes, please come.
Могли бы вы, Ом Шанти из России, могли бы вы поделиться опытом, связанным с как освободиться от привязанностей? Потому что я сама мама, бабушка, и у меня вот эта роль логик, и сейчас возникли такие вопросы. Как поддерживать хорошие отношения в семье с детьми, и чтобы это... Как им это передать? Вот, может быть, вы поделились бы вот этим.
Ом Шанти. Sister asked, how your experience, how you can explain to conquer attachment to Lokic family, because she is a grandmother and a mother, and to have a good relationship with the family, and but not attachment.
So attachment and love, different thing, no? Because Baba also not attached with us. Is he attached with us? He gives pure love to uplift us. The same way we have to give to grandchildren, children, pure love, not attachment. Attachment will bring you sorrow. So therefore you consider them also a beautiful souls, children of Baba. Like other Brahmins, we understand they are Baba's children. They are also Baba's children. Grandchildren is not your grandchildren. They are Baba's children. They are souls, you know. Only in this birth, some way or another, you have to give and take something. They are with you. So give them love. You know, love means that the balance, wherever there is good feelings to them, cook pure food for them, you know, give them, talk to them from the heart, you know, listen to them. That is pure love. Isn't it? Because they all need love, someone to listen to them, you know, befriend to them, you know. So much love, that love, they can grow with it. Of course you give love, huh? Not that, oh, I am now yogi, I don't need to give love. Love is necessary. Even in the form of cooking pure food offered to Baba, give them, eat with them, take them out, play with them. Tell them good stories of courage, bravery, you know, beautiful stories which can help their life. That is good sustenance to children, grandchildren.
But not to have that feeling that they are my children. They are Baba's children.
Yeah.
If they are Baba's children, Baba will look after. If my children, Baba would say, you look after. And we can't look after. Yeah? So that awareness, I need to shift mine to Baba.
Yeah. You can tell Baba your children, Baba your grandchildren, Baba your children. Baba has all kinds of children, grandchildren, children, a whole world is his children. Okay, Om Shanti.
So no more question, right? So thank you so much. I think that we all quite have inspired, right, to be more caring and more sharing with people, because BK Life is for sharing Baba's love to everyone. So thank you so much. Maybe a big applause to them.